What's up? How's everybody doing today? This is Joe from the Buckeye Cast back again with your daily Buckeye Blitz for Friday, August 12th, 2022. How's everybody doing? You made it to a finally freaking Friday. Is it time to pour a cocktail yet? Where's the bourbon? Yeah, we'll get to that later. All right. As always, please subscribe to the YouTube channel, the podcast feed. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that stuff. I typically live on Twitter, so if you have an account and you're on Twitter, come follow me. Just search for Joe, the Buckeye Cast. I'll be there. And I'm always responding to comments and DMs and things like that. So check me out. And if you could like the video or subscribe and hand it off to a friend, I'd greatly appreciate that. We're trying to build our following as quickly and as, you know, largely as possible. So anyway, today's topic is, did you like yesterday's topic? Banging on Michigan? It's good stuff. Love that shit. Today, we're talking cornerbacks. The guys out on the island. Yarr. Out on the island. Putting the lockdown on the receivers. We're going to talk depth chart. And, you know, I like to get into some snap counts from last year and all that. I'll talk about who we lost and everything. And I'll give you my 2D and where we see this going forward. Got a little health might be a bit of an issue right now, but hopefully you guys can work through it here in fall camp and be 100% before the Notre Dame game. So let's jump into it. So right now, we only have six scholarship corners. Okay, six. I know you heard that the kicker, Seibert, was out running with the corners just to get reps in there and help them out. So it's probably not a good thing, is it? But anyways, Jordan Hancock is back at practice. Apparently he had a right leg injury a couple days ago. Nothing serious, though. Ryan Day has assured us that it's not a long-term issue or anything like that. So thank freaking God. Cam Brown also limited snaps. Ryan Day specifically said yesterday that he was on a pitch count. So probably from that injury 2 years ago, was it an Achilles, I believe. So still somewhat limited. Let's make sure he's 100%. We don't need to go, you know, berserker here in freaking fall camp. So that's fine. Those two guys, you know, let's get them healthy. And so in their place, they're cross training Cam Martinez and Jansen Dunn, the safeties. They're cross training them because they have cover abilities. You know, they're going to play that slot safety. So they're cross training them over with the corners to play an outside corner just for depth. Hopefully it doesn't deter or hurt their safety training, you know, their safety practice. So going to add some depth there just in case, you know, worst case scenario. So Cam Martinez and Jansen Dunn mixing in at the corners is interesting to me. So my ones, let's go back and look at 2021 and who we lost. So after the season, we lost Seven Banks, DeMario. We lost Ryan Watts and Legend Cavazos. So that's four big losses, especially the two young guys, Watts and Cavazos, you know. So we bring back Cam Brown, obviously, Denzel Burke, Jordan Hancock, J.K. Johnson. Then we got the young guys, the true freshmen, Ryan Turner and Jair Brown. Both are four stars. Jair's out of Lakota West through New Orleans. He moved down there and moved back. Ryan Turner is from Chaminade Madonna over in Hollywood, Florida. So both guys are good. Jair's a top 200 player, so but still freshman. You know, they might figure deep into the depth chart, but they're not going to be your ones or twos, obviously. So the snap counts from last year were really, really well dispersed once you get past Denzel Burke. He led the team at corner with 731 snaps. Cam Brown, 458. Cam Brown had a couple games he didn't play at all. So still lingering injury issues, obviously. Seven Banks had 300. Ryan Watts, 120. Cavazos, 100. DeMario, 77. Jordan Hancock, only 31. J.K. Johnson with just 8. Took the red shirt. So at least Jordan Hancock did get in on some special teams. So he did not redshirt. So looking at these snaps for corners, I think it's going to be a lot of the same, except Cam Brown's probably going to be closer to that 700 mark this year, right? I mean, he had Seven Banks helping him out a little bit last year, but if Denzel is getting over 700, I think Cam Brown's got to be right there with him. And you just hope that health does not become an issue, right? So here we go with my depth chart. Obviously, our ones I kind of laid out, Cam Brown, Denzel Burke are your outside corners starting snap one of the Notre Dame game. Now your twos, I'm going Jordan Hancock, J.K. Johnson. Hopefully, like I said, health is not an issue for these guys either. And then the freshmen, Jair Brown and Ryan Turner, low on the depth chart. So they might even be fourth if you mix in Cam Martinez and Jansen Dunn at that outside corner. So let me know what you think. Hopefully, like I said, I'm going to keep my fingers crossed. These guys stay healthy all year and we can get a full complement of snaps out of these guys, Cam Brown, Denzel especially. So as always, hit the BuckeyeCast.com. Follow, like, subscribe, hit the bells, whatever those things you have to do. And we'll talk to you tomorrow. Go Bucks.